Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Online, They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I'm going to tell you this, men out there.
Oh, Jesus.
If you're wanting to propose and you're thinking you don't know which way it's going to go, cake is always a good option.
Jimena was manipulated by cake.
She was swindled by cake.
She was manipulated. Michael, don't you manipulate me with cake.
I will say this. In the moment, I would be won over by proposal cake.
You
because
would.
Because it's all the things that I want in one platter, like the idea they would take care of me and money and flour, sugar, and butter.
And then you would have too much of it and feel sick afterwards, which is how you would feel about cake and marriage.
And men.
And
men in general.
Being monogamous to one man the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's too much.
Much. But y'all manipulated. Angela was right all along. Women can be manipulated by cake, I guess.
Boy. Y'all, this is reality gaze. This is bad romance.
Part two of Before the 90 Days, season three, or five, episode nine.
Is that on your side, the sirens?
No.
Or is that on my side?
I'm in the middle of Oklahoma and the fucking, if there's sirens here, that means they're at my house.
Can you barely hear them? I can barely hear them. Remember my last house, y'all?
I can't hear them.
They're on Wilshire. But they're pretty far away.
If you're watching this, we're remote, but I'm in Oklahoma. Poodle's in Los Angeles. So we're doing our...
You're like the opening of Amazing Stories that used to be on NBC. Remember that? That was an amazing show.
I know.
You don't remember it.
No.
You didn't watch television then. Now you hear it. You have to hear it now.
No, I can't hear anything.
Wow.
Can't hear anything.
Oh, wow. It is near me. Never mind. Who cares?
I can't hear them. So don't pull over or pull over.
Don't pull over if you can hear it.
No, actually, pull over if you can hear it because I can't hear it. And that means someone's fucking pulling them over right now.
What's that mean? What?
Never mind.
I understand.
Anyway, y'all, welcome to the show. We did a lot of announcements on the first episode. The main thing we want to talk about, go to our Linktree link. We didn't mean to, but we kind of did a full pitch for Lalu. They should give us WeTV should give us a fucking cut of that show because we love it so much. But
agree.
New season's coming up. Listen to why we love it. Again, we're going to say this. This is going to be really important for, especially for Memphis, Migo Poopy and Hamza.
That's what we're calling her now. Migo Poopy.
She's called Migo Poopy. If you watch
international recording star Migo Poopy,
If you watch the beginning, if you watch Discovery Plus and you watched early in the morning of Sunday, you saw the wrong show. You're seeing a different show than the one we're going to talk about.
You saw the wrong edit. You didn't see the wrong show.
Yeah, it was
still called the same episode. Someone did too much hash last night. And they edited parts of next week's episode in. Like, I saw parts of next week's episode. Because I watched it earlier this morning.
Yeah, Gino and Jasmine, Memphis and Hamza. Someone, I wish, I don't think anybody would say, but I wish someone who worked for Discovery Plus or TLC, what's more Discovery Plus, I wish they would give us the inside scoop. Let me tell you. There's this guy named Daryl, and he's been fucking up for 5 weeks, and he finally just I want to know the tea.
Oh, I think Discovery Plus is like Foxconn in China. The people go there, and they're like housed there, and they throw themselves off of buildings. I you know, like, you never heard of Foxconn. Never mind.
No, I have, but wow.
It happened. Hey,
okay. Well, glad Johnny's not working there. Johnny's not in this episode. No, Ella.
Nor is Kim and Usman.
No Kim and Usman either, y'all. So anyway, we are covering the episode that aired on TLC, which is now correct on Discovery Plus. Because I saw. So anyway, that's what we're doing.
This was such a shit show. Like we said in the last episode, this is a $1 billion company.
Yeah, they really fucked
it up. How do you do this? It has to go through. Does it only go through one person?
I don't know.
It's just like, is there one gerbil in the wheel?
Hey, another announcement, y'all. Next week, we're not going to be here. There's a Super Bowl and there's no 90 Day Fiancé next week. So
someone wanted us to count down our top 90 Day Fiancé moments. Nope. We're taking the day off.
I want a day off. So, and y'all, you should, whether you're watching the Super Bowl, the Puppy Bowl, or Poodle,
halftime show.
Yes, or you're like Poodle watching a marathon of Keira Knightley movies. Whatever is your Super Bowl.
That is my Super Bowl. Or every Merchant Ivory movie that's ever been made. Oh, Corsets and Bustles, the sequel. It's all I need.
It's all Poodle needs.
I'm sorry, I'm still coughing because I'm still have a sinus infection, so I'm working on it.
Bringing that up again.
And I turn away from the microphone. I'm sorry, but it's just, it's hard. I've got a cough drop in. I've done everything I can, so.
He'll soldier on.
Send me letters.
Wow.
I'll soldier on.
Golly. Okay, everybody. So, again, go to the Linktree link. See us in Los Angeles September 27th at the Regent Theater. We're going to be there, y'all.
Good God. February 27th.
What'd I say?
September.
Oh, God, what month is it? No, February 27th. Yes, this month. We're going to be there this month. So, and other shows. Seattle, Portland, we want to see you. We're excited. All right.
Are you sure you need caffeine or something?
What? I'm awake. I kind of made.
You thought it was September.
We did that first show, and I had a little bit of heavy pour on the Kate Hudson vodka, so now I'm just.
Oh, is that it? So you're ripped?
No, I'm not ripped, but I'm sticking straight to just my aha now. No sans alcohol.
Great. We'll have to drag you through the rest of the show. You're right. Lightweight. Should we just jump in? Anything we need to say before that?
You know, I was going to say that shirt looks nice on you with your skin tone, but fuck you. Off. All right. Let's do
coughing
this.
Makes my back hurt.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. Wow.
Mike and Jimena.
All right.
Tama.
Y'all, this is last night there.
So Jimena they're going to a nice dinner. Jimena is dressed like she's going to the club. Her family is dressed like they're going to Fuddruckers.
Yes.
And
yes. How's Mike dressed?
Mike's somewhere in the middle of a fancy Italian place that he could never afford.
Yeah.
But it's funny. Jimena's like dressed in her club outfit.
Yeah.
The family are like, this is what we have, and here we go.
This restaurant is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Even did you see when Jimena was walking with her dad and like they were under this like little this little archway of lights. And y'all, Mike gets there early and it looks like Valentine's Day. There's just red hearts everywhere.
These are Valentine's Day balloons. Don't do this. Balloons at a restaurant make things cheap. Stop. Unless you're having an office party, stop.
Or birthday party. Our child's birthday party.
That's different. Child, yes. This is an engagement. There are no balloons that make engagements better.
I do think when you're above the age of like 30, if you want to throw instead of balloons.
Younger.
I'm going to say 30. But if you have, unless it's like the 3-0 balloon, I don't know. You know what?
It's the 40 balloon that I called in your office to tell them that you were 40 a year before you were.
I'm actually going to disagree with you on this. I realize in talking about
incorrect.
Balloons just make me happy. I think they can be done in a pretty way.
They're trashy and cheap.
I disagree. I think nice balloons are
beautiful.
There's
no such thing.
No, there is. My friend Dawn.
Tell me what a nice balloon is.
I'm going to take pictures of my friend Dawn McCoy, who's an influencer, and she's done really pretty balloons. They're expensive. Like, they're big, fancy balloons. They're gorgeous.
Well, these were not they.
No, he bought these at a Ralph's in Columbia.
Maybe I've never seen really, as you say, really nice balloons.
Really
nice. Fancy balloons.
It depends on the venue as well. Y'all, this was a gorgeous venue. This did not need anything done
to it. That's the problem.
And so he did just kind of... He just kind of shit it up with just cheap...
It's so bad.
Water balloons.
But that's Mike.
Oh, that's Mike. That's Mike.
And he's basically saying, I'm happy that everyone's here. I wanted to do something for the family. And this is great that you are including her family in this. Because this is the smartest thing he's done. I think he's definitely... The savviest American on this season. I can't believe I'm saying it.
I mean, yes.
As far as trying to get what he wants.
Well, I guess savvy sounds like he's. Yes, I know what you mean. I think savvy gets a connotation that he's. You mean that in a way like Mike is doing this genuinely because.
Yes.
He truly loves her. Now, does he know anything about her? Not really.
Very little.
But he's still, there's still like a genuine love. And also Mike is not a Gino. He's not a Ben. It's not this selfish take advantage love. It's like he genuinely thinks he loves her. So it's coming from that place, which
is
sweet.
When I was saying that, it was that he's actually thought about it when I was talking about savvy.
Yes.
He's actually thought about what he needed to do and didn't plan it at the very last minute.
And agree, speaking to what you said, savviness, Mike has been kind of the only one that took a note from a fiance and actually made a change.
That's very true.
Wow. Yeah. Y'all, stop the press. Charlie Brown is the best of them.
I'm still shocked. I did call it like 3 episodes ago, but that's okay.
Oh, no. I think he's the best of them. I still don't think they're going to get married.
You said this last episode. Tell me your reasoning.
Well, let's talk about it. So we'll talk about plot and I'll get there. So Mike says, he's sitting there and they're sitting at dinner and he's like, he's nervous because he's not 100% sure she's going to say yes, he said. And he said, I know you told me to change some things. How am I doing? And she said, you're doing very good. But when you're in the U.S., you got to practice this shit.
Yeah.
And then he says a very sweet thing to her. He says, I want to be the best version of myself for her. I was like, okay, this is good.
It's good.
And now... I actually got emotional when he even proposed to her.
Yes, it was so sweet. Yes. Great speech.
He said, womp, 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 womp.
Tama. And then out comes this, I will say, y'all, you can tell a shitty cake by looking at it.
It's a shitty cake.
But you know what? I could still be swindled by a shitty cake.
Oh, you can be swindled by cake. Yeah.
I can be swindled by a Ralph's cake.
You can. You can.
Unless even it's that Kroger cake.
What if it's whipped
a lesser
cream?
Cake.
What if it's whipped cream frosting?
Ooh. Ugh. It's better. I hate the disgusting lard frosting that you see in a lot of grocery store cakes.
Yes.
But whipped cream's also bad. It's buttercream or nothing for me.
You don't like, I love a bit of buttercream too, but I don't mind, depending on the cake, a cream cheese.
Oh, the cream cheese is a type of buttercream, I thought.
I guess that's true. I guess it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Jesus.
Whipped frosting.
Fuck you, whipped cream.
If you put whipped cream frosting on cakes because it's healthier, you're just fucking with people.
I don't think of that as cake, so that's why when you told me that, I didn't respond. I barely can fathom putting whipped cream frosting on something.
Do you like angel food?
That's disrespect. No? I say why bother? If it's angel food cake.
Why bother?
If it's not yellow cake with chocolate icing or even cream cheese icing, fuck you. Just go ahead.
I like a good white cake with white buttercream or a marble. You know what we're talking about?
Or white cake, but angel food cake is just it's too sweet. It's too spongy.
But it's less sugar. It's healthier. No.
No, 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 no. And you know what? You'll eat four pieces of angel food cake, and that's just as many calories as a little piece of yellow cake.
Yes, even though you asked for the corner piece, and then you eat all of it because you realize you asked for too much, but you don't want to be that person that doesn't eat your cake.
Well, I have a feeling that's coming from experience, but
yes. Now, Mike says, he says to her, that he actually says, you are my other half. You completely complete me. I love your children as if they are mine. Jimena starts to cry. And then,
because she's never had anyone treat her this good.
She hasn't.
Well, I should say.
But Mike says, when we're together, I don't care about anything else. And I love you, te amo. And that's when he brings out the cake and it says, Jimena, will you marry me? And she starts crying. And this is where I wrote, and maybe it's just me, but I wrote, this doesn't look like happy crying. This doesn't look like good crying to me.
I think you're thinking of privilege, of American privilege. I think she's happy. This is the best. She said she thinks this is the best man who is ever going to marry me.
I agree with that. And I also think she thinks this is the best man who's going to marry me, but I don't think she is fully into him still. I know I'm not saying that matters to her. I think it will. I'm not saying this. I wrote this down before we saw next week on 90 Day Fiancé. I wrote down, he's going to leave and that's going to be the worst thing for their relationship.
I agree with you there. How do you square her later on not wanting him to leave, wanting to go with him, actually proposing them to get married on the way to the airport?
Because she's scared if she doesn't do it now, she won't do it ever.
I agree with you, but I think she's going to come across the line. I think the fact of her kids.
I hope she does. I hope she, yeah. I'm not saying that. I hope she does. But right now, still, I'm not buying it yet.
Wow.
I don't think that. I don't know. I think that thing that loves bad boys is still too strong in her.
If her parents weren't on board, I think that might have something to do with it. Her parents are on board now.
They are on board. I agree.
Good luck going against not just your mother and father, but your sister who you trust everything for, who's on board.
But I think also sister will be like, yeah, but He farts a lot when you're in bed. I don't know. It's just, it's that. So that's my gut feeling. I just don't. I hope it. I don't want y'all to think I'm team not them. I hope it works out for them. I actually think that. Now, do I worry that she's going to marry Mike, be with Mike for a couple of years, and then possibly leave him and when she comes to the States?
Yeah. So what? That's what I'd do. That's what I would do. But I'm saying it's going to this season, and they will get married. I think they will get married. Probably. I don't know if they'll be on 90 Day Fiancé, but I think they will get married. Yeah, I just have a feeling. They're the only ones this season who I think have any bit of a chance. Because Memphis and Hamza, the only reason they would ever be together is if she got pregnant, and supposedly that may have happened. But yeah. he you can tell. Talk about someone who doesn't want to be with someone. We're going to talk about this in a second. Boy, he's not even into her anymore.
Well, why would you?
No, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Oh.
He's proposing. Her father's crying. He speaks Spanish to her and says, "Will you marry me?" In Spanish. The mom and the sister are crying.
She even says, like she's raising, she's like, "Why would I say no?" Mm-hmm. Instead of like, "I love him. I want to spend." She lists all these reasons. She's like, "He's such a good guy. What could I say no to?"
Oh, I totally think there's not. But I think we're assuming this Stars in Your Eyes American version of Love at First Sight.
No, I'm not.
And that's just not there.
It's not there, and, but I don't know. Well, I won't keep belaboring the point, but I just think she's talking herself into it. But
she
I
might
hope
be.
I'm wrong.
No, I think she's wrong. Talking herself into it, but I think she's going to talk herself into it successfully.
I don't know. I don't think she's going to. I think she's going to pull a poodle. Big talk saying I can land this guy who has a house in Hollywood Hills, and then your morals kick in.
Boy,
and you end up.
Have I really punished you for everybody for love?
You know what? As many times as you could have married rich,
I could have, y'all.
And we're here right now. That's mm-hmm. all I'm saying. We're
and you're
here.
In a dark room.
I'm in a dark cave, not knowing what's going to happen.
Wait a minute. So
maybe it's not that bad.
Basically, he's like, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. He's leaving the next couple of days. And he said, I'm going to come back in a couple of months, though. He's telling the family, I'm not leaving you. This does seem early for him to be going back and proposing. It's a weird arc for a before 90. Yeah.
This is a weird season of 90 Day Fiancé to me. Like, his arc is weird. Also, y'all, we don't talk about their segments, but in this episode, it looks like Caleb is going back.
Well, that's obvious because of Alina's being taken off the show.
No. But I mean, they already filmed this before she was taken. Did they just fast forward?
No, they re-edited it, sweetie. That's why they're doing it.
I don't watch her segment.
Did you not see what they were going to do? They were going to re-edit all. They were going to edit her out.
So basically, this is her last show.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there you go.
I thought everyone knew that. That's what they were doing.
I thought they were just going to stop. I just thought they were going to take her out and just not end it.
No. That people would freak out about that.
Oh.
They did the smart thing.
That is a smart thing.
I love it how you're saying, that was a good idea. And all of us are like, yeah, that's what they said they were going to do.
I kind of, once I saw her, I was like, But who else? There's another storyline where it's like,
well, Jasmine and Gino, this is episode 9. And yeah.
Where do we go from? And already too, we didn't see them this week, but like Kim and Usman are the way she's talking about is that she's leaving like any day now. He did his music video already. It just doesn't feel like it with everything. Maybe we're just so used to 90 Day Fiancé, the franchise at this point. This feels like early 90 Day Fiancé.
It might be a shorter season.
But it feels
we have no idea how long these seasons are. They do not tell us. I know we have at least 2 more episodes.
We're basically in a sling, in like a ball vise, just waiting for Matt Sharp to come get us off. Right. We don't know when it's going to happen.
Wow. That's vivid. So he's saying, I'm going to go prepare for us to move to New York. And I thought to myself, I wonder if she knows what Thiel's New York is like. Does she think
it's New York City?
Is all of New York? It was just a thought I had.
Probably. I used to think that when I was younger, like a little kid. You just think of New York City.
Mama! Mama! Is it the city? The whole state? The city?
You don't know. And then finally, when I was like 20, I realized New York had like, you know.
That some of upstate New York is Alabama?
Yeah, I realized more like 25, I realized that. It was kind of like, but in high school, I thought it was all the state was a big city.
No, it makes sense.
I'm kidding. I didn't think that in high school.
You might know. That's why I said it makes sense.
But yeah, when I was really young.
Your pig was your valedictorian, so who knows?
Yeah, those the people in my granny's nursing home did go to Six Flags.
Wow.
That was all the way in Arlington.
So she said, I want to marry you now because I'm
they're on the, yeah, be by your side. He's on the way to the airport, yes, and she's saying, I want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to be with you. He's a country music singer now. Good for him, Darius Rucker.
I'm glad he is. I wonder how successful he is in country music. I don't know.
I mean, he's successful than a lot of other white artists. Now, believe me, it's way harder for him, but...
Who was that guy on Dancing with Stars? Jimmy Allen, the black country music singer?
There's him. There's also the guy, really hot one that everybody loves, who's like, he's black, he's mixed race.
He's singing really
helpful. We need to move on because you're going to have to look it up.
Well, there's Nikki Guyman, who's a female country singer, and I love her. But, wow, Google, when I tapped black country singers, it just automatically corrected it to Blake. Even Google is like, who, what? That's horrible. What is that guy's name? That's going to drive me crazy. Oh, well.
How about you look it up later, and we'll finish the show.
Fine! But Kane Brown, who is hot.
Now that sounds like a regular, like country white person.
Exactly.
Kane Brown. But it's definitely not the norm.
I think his mom's white. Anyway. But good, the whole point of this, y'all, good for Darius Rucker.
That's all I've got. She's crying, he's crying.
He says, we'll be fine. I'll come back. And she cries. She says, but a lot of things can happen between now and then.
I agree. But the reason why it has to be that way, they have to have somewhere to go.
Possibly. Yeah, possibly.
If this went awry, this would be the biggest derailment in 90 Day Fiancé history.
History?
In 90 Day Fiancé history.
90 Day Fiancé history.
This so early in the thing of the proposal and in one season it to go away. Think about it.
Wow.
Because we know a lot about the story in the way it's told. There are very, very few exceptions to the rule. Caesar and Maria is one of those exceptions. There are very few exceptions in the way stories are told. We are told how to feel.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to see Mahogany this season?
They are always chasing that Caesar Maria dragon. They tried it with David and Lana. It still did not pop the same way. I do not think we will see her. It hasn't leaked at all.
I don't think we'll see her. I hope we don't. Just for his sake, I'd love to see that. All right, if that would be the biggest in 90 Day history, think about it.
I think that would be the biggest derailment of an engagement.
Okay. Think about it, y'all, and we'll be back after the break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify.
With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Me want meat, cow.
Meow.
Did she do that, or did she go?
It was kind of like a meow. It was kind of like a cat and a sheep were fucking.
Yo, Memphis forgot the sound of cow. Yo.
Memphis failed at kindergarten. And they said, oh, McDonald, and on this farm he had a horse. And they, with a Memphis, you take this one.
Quack, quack.
No, Memphis, go back. Me no understand. I think Memphis is the dumbest person on this show.
I know I thought she was really dumb at the beginning of the season. Now I just think she's intractable and naive and super like unreasonable. She only wants her way or the highway. Like I said before, it's colonial dick. She's there to grab that dick and go back. Fuck his family. Fuck everything. Fuck tradition. She's going to want it to be her way. And that's it.
I think Memphis wants to be a victim.
Yeah.
And I think that's what she, so I think actually she wants to come here, get some dick and it fall apart. And she comes back and say, he fucked it up. He doesn't love me. I think she's a self-sabotager too.
Yeah. I could see that. That's why she wants to get married so quickly.
So quickly.
Because y'all. And
she
doesn't think it's unreasonable. That's the thing. Every single person she talks to is like, that's unreasonable.
Remember, she's not saying I want a husband. I'm going to marry him so he can be the father to my children.
So y'all, they're waking up together and she says, me sleepy.
She drank too much. She's like, I wanted to sleep. You wanted sexy time.
Which she had been talking up him to do.
Again, she had been talking about it. She said she wanted it, but then she puts it on him. But she did say that he finally did perform for
her. He did perform for me like a trained seal blowing a trumpet. That's what, like... There, I'm glad you had that.
I forgot the slide whistles here.
It did. It, and he's like, he did satisfy me. Again, it really does feel like she... owns him.
Yes.
It's so gross.
I think it seems gross, even more gross that she's coming over with America, but I think she does this with any man. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's just Hamza. I think it makes it worse because I think she probably thinks that he's stupid because he doesn't speak English with her, which is stupid. But I
just, I disagree that she does this with any man. I think because she is coming from a place of power, she can flip, she can turn the tables. And always that, before, it has been men doing it to her.
I guess that's true, because if someone, spoke her same language, I don't think that would be the same power dynamic.
No. She has the money. She has the language of the show that's in. So he has to fit into her paradigm.
And if you think about it too, y'all, when you're with someone, when you're a normal person and you are with someone that you care about and you are having sex with them, you think about, I want to be satisfied, but you also should think about, I hope they're having a good time. I hope they're satisfied.
I'm not following you.
I said normal person.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So,
I want mine. Give me mine.
Exactly. Memphis.
I am whole. I am whole. Fill me up.
Memphis has never talked about just like her wanting to. I realized, and when she talked about, he finally satisfied me. I went,
no, it's nothing about him.
You've it's never talked about her. Satisfying him. Oh, wait a minute. You never talked about being a good wife for him, being a good fiance. Oh, wait, you've never talked about taking care of him. This has all been about him just being there to take care of you, to and be your concubine or whatever it is.
And fit into the puzzle piece that is part of her life. She even made a statement about that, that he is the piece. He is the missing piece. I think it was actually in the first look that I watched, because I didn't know what the fuck was going on when I watched the thing earlier.
I really hope they're not pregnant, because honestly, Hamza getting with her would ruin his life. Ruin his life.
Yep.
And what? Now I can hear a siren. Don't pull over.
Don't pull over, y'all. This reminds me of old times.
I will say this.
I do have the windows open, by the way.
If she is pregnant, the best thing that can happen, he comes to the U.S., they have this baby. 3 years later, he's learned English, he leaves her.
I don't think he will. Divorce is not an option for him.
I know, but oh, God.
That's why when she's talking about the Pernerp, and she's like, I no want you divorce me. I'm like, divorce isn't even in his world or his realm of possibility. His mother was divorced. You think he wants to, you have not thought about his situation at all. You think he wants to divorce a woman?
Exactly.
Come on.
She's not thought about, not to, she has
this
not
made
thought
me
about
furious.
She has no empathy for people.
Zero.
Zero. And if she is pregnant again, that means she's pregnant with her third child, with her third baby daddy. And I'm just like, bitch, you are too old and too grown to not be using birth control.
Right.
I know the pill doesn't work for some women. You can do a shot. You could tell him to wear a condom. Like it's on both of them. It's not just on her. So don't come at me, y'all. But I'm also saying he also doesn't have two other children. Mm-hmm. I think one of them she was married though. One of those she was married, right?
You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who she was married to.
I just think she's a I think she's a thoughtless, irresponsible person.
I agree. I also like to say that he's having merguez sausage, which is so good, and Middle Eastern sausage. And so that's what I was thinking about.
Wow. Wow.
And y'all.
But I want to say before they get to the meat, Hamza says, because they had just spent the night together, they just had sexy time. Me hungry, so they're going to go eat. But Hams is happy because they just had sex. And it's really sweet. He's even trying to lay in bed and kiss on her and rub on her. And she's kind of like, don't touch me. He said, you know what? She said she wants to get married. He said, I'll do whatever it takes to prove to her that I'm a responsible person. And I went, don't be careful what you say, Hamza, because you have no idea the hoop she's going to make you fucking jump through, buddy.
Don't be in a relationship with anyone and try to prove anything to them. That's not on you. It's not on you to prove your worth. It's just unless you've already been with them and you've like either cheated or you've let them down in some way. You're two people and you're just. He has not done anything to completely destroy her version of what he should
no.
be.
No, he yeah. told her she was 26 instead of 20 fucking 8. That's it.
There's one thing where she says, yeah, but you're trying to fat me up. He's like, yes, I like fat. And he's like, fat boobies. Fat boobies.
Big fat
boobies. Big fat boobies.
And she's like, me, boobies. He's like, boobies, boobies. And his eyes just start spinning.
And y'all, that's when she brings up the pernip. Pernip!
Pernip! I just want to say this before we talk about the pernip. Mark my words. She talks about him not trusting him. I bet she has an even bigger secret that she hasn't told him.
Amen.
And when she tells him, she's going to be like, if he can't understand this, then we can't get married.
No, in the first look that was there, and in the episode that I saw that's airing next week, she's going to tell him about the time she spent with her her ex.
I didn't know that. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, it's
wow.
You like you say, you spot it, you got it. And I agree with you.
True. Don McCoy
says that. I just quoted something you said. Well, I'll quote Don then.
That's true. You spot it, you got it. Actually, I think that's her spiritual teacher, Kelsey. You know what? I said it. Forget it. Okay, let's move on. Meow, meow. I want meat. So they're eating, and yes, that's where she's like, let's talk about prenups.
Because if we divorce, divorce, you not get my money. Can you imagine explaining that? You can't have any of my money. And I was like, what? We're being punked? This person is awful.
What does she have that he could take?
She can't have a lot.
She like lives in a modest apartment. I mean, maybe she has a bit of 401k, but come on. It's not like you're a fucking millionaire.
I seriously doubt there are tons of stocks and bonds in her portfolio.
No.
Yeah.
She does not seem like the type. I don't think she's thought that through.
Maybe I doubt she's into cryptocurrency.
No. I maybe her parents have fun, but I think, again,
no, she was in foster care, sweetie.
Oh, yeah. She was in foster care. So, yeah, she doesn't have a lineage of, this is all about just
control. No, it's all about control. Yeah. It's not even about whether, it's not about how much money she has. It's about she is so worried about him because of her pattern with men. She's so worried about him taking anything of hers after he's betrayed her.
Even though she is taking him from his family and his country.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is actually, you know what? That's not true. She's not taking him because Hamza is willing to go of his own choice.
He's willing to do it.
So
I have to skip over everything I wrote because all that belongs to the next episode because I watched that. This was the segment that was completely rewritten from the new episode.
Well, at least you don't have to see it next week.
I'm sure they'll put something new into it just to fuck me.
Just to fuck me.
So they're going to the embassy, you guys, to get their paperwork. And he's still pissy about the prenup. He does not want to do it. Because
he tells her in the moment,
he says, you don't trust me.
Shit happens. Poopy happens. Poopy happens.
And she basically says, I want us to work. And he just can't understand.
Or he's like, do you think I'm a bad guy?
Right. And then she's like, I'm really frustrated by his demeanor.
He does say at dinner. He says, okay. He does agree to sign it. Because he says,
I think
your money's
just so she'll stop talking.
Because he is so sick of her nagging him over and over and over.
I think, and after a while, he's got some time to think about it. And he realizes everything that she's trying to get me to do, she makes me feel, I think he says, she makes me feel bad about myself.
Yes, and because
she talks down to me.
She goes in there by herself, so he has an hour to fucking think about this.
Right, and she says, she's like, this is disrespectful.
She's like, I got marriage contract. I'm so happy. Are you happy? And that's where he's like, no,
yeah,
not at all, because I feel like shit.
And she's like, then she starts saying, this is what really pisses him off. She's like, so we need to talk about wedding. How much are you paying? Now, the fact that he's supposed to be handling all this costs and her even knowing anything about it is probably, I don't know a ton about Tunisian culture, but I can honestly say, if you asked my mother how much she was spending on a wedding, she would think that was the rudest thing you could possibly ask.
Well, we also know that Ziyad did not like it when Becca talked to him about money stuff.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And he's from Tunisia as well. So a different part, but still he is Tunisian. And Hamza, y'all, he says not only he's not happy, I think it's important to know, he says she has the wrong image of me in her head. Mm-hmm. So I actually think Hamza's a really good guy. And I think that he, for him
he's
to
just
say,
immature.
For him to say, she has the wrong image of me, in a way, he's still thinking about what she thinks. Cause he, I think it's lust for him. I don't think it's love, but I think he's totally in puppy love with her. He yeah. loves, as he said, her big ass, her big boobies, like
her big boobies,
her the perfect woman for him.
And she rationalizes and she kind of pushes back. It's like, you don't understand. I want everything to be 50-50. That is imposing your American viewpoint on it. And that's not what he wants.
Because honestly, he probably wants it to be 90-10 with him.
He wants to pay for it all. Yeah.
And he knows if he goes to America, she doesn't realize the fact that he, and now again, he's choosing to do it, but how much, even if it's not real love, the fact that he is willing to know that he's going to probably go to her country, he's going to have to acclimate to her culture, he's yeah. going to have to let her guide him. That's a big fucking deal to a Tunisian man. Again, we've seen, yeah. we saw that with Ziyad and yeah. Rebecca, how Ziyad really had to work on that.
And but at least Rebecca said, okay, I understand you want to pay for this. I understand that's part of your pride.
And they were adults. But they're kids.
Y'all, she has ignored every cultural viewpoint and milieu to do whatever she wants to do.
You and have money anywhere, or are you broke?
I could not believe that. This is why I call it colonial dick. Colonial. She's there. She doesn't give a shit about anything. She doesn't care about culture. She's there to get her man and leave. She's almost like she's mining for gold. She's taking the gold and going back to the U.S.
Unless that baby happens, I think this one's DOA because of his last sentence to be said. He said, this is humiliating. She's making me feel weak, which is probably the worst thing a Tunisian man could feel. Weak to a woman is a bad, bad deal.
It's just, I don't know if she's watching this and going, wow, maybe she doesn't have that perspective.
No, she does not have that perspective. Not at all. Ooh, this woman's the worst social worker in the world.
No, she's a mental health worker.
A mental health. I bet she is horrible at her job.
She's a nurse. She's a nurse practitioner specializing in mental health.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyway, he says, I'm sad now. And all I can do is feel sorry for Hamza.
Me sad. God, he is hot too.
He's one of the hotter 90 Day Fiance men, I think. Like he's probably top 7 or 8 for me.
I would like to watch him make love. I would do that.
Ooh, me too. The dick's okay.
Doesn't matter. The lips are beautiful.
Ooh, boy. He'd go to Rim Town on you, and all you could do is just like pray there be no daylight.
I think that's a show. Trey, that's a show. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find out everything about Earth. Go to our Linktree link. That's where you can find out our live show information. Also, find us on Instagram, Twitter, and on TikTok. I almost forgot what TikTok's called. At Reality Gaze.
On the TikTok.
On the TikTok, we're happy to see y'all out and about. Things are getting better for some people. Hang in there. There is some light, and we're excited to see people on the live shows coming up if you feel safe to do it. Anything else, Poodle?
No, I'm good.
We call these people lonely hearts, Poodle, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And y'all, you have my permission if someone serves you angel food cake with nothing on it. No strawberries, no nothing.
No! No!
You have my permission not just to reject this, but to put it in the garbage right in front of them, because that's where it belongs. Fucking angel food cake.
And if somebody serves you angel food cake, what should they do, Poodle?
Call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.